The pandemic has produced unimaginable hardships for countless parts of the economy. Arts and cultural organizations were among some of the earliest hit by cancellations and closures, and their struggles are ongoing. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth checked in with Roaring Fork Valley creatives to see how they've been doing.
Back in March, the Carbondale Clay Center was one of the countless Roaring Fork Valley arts organizations that shut down due to the pandemic.
We had to close for 78 days.
This is the Clay Center's executive director, Angela Bruno.
And, you know, it was terrifying when we reopened. I didn't know what was going to happen, what it would look like, if anyone would be interested in the programming.
Bruno says that between the hands-on nature of working with clay and collective Zoom fatigue, virtual classes were difficult. They spent those 78 days instead focusing on how to safely offer in-person programming once they could reopen.
As a staff, you know, it's very stressful trying to continue to provide all of this and stay safe. And, you know, it's a huge responsibility, but we know the value and the importance that the arts play in people's lives.
They cut class sizes, which means more one-on-one time, moved workspaces 6 feet apart, and put new cleaning procedures in place. Even the Colorado Business Committee for the Arts honored the organization this week with an award for navigating the pandemic. Plus, Bruno's cautiously optimistic about the business side of things. Memberships and donations have been strong, and there was even a waitlist for the last class session.
We're in a position where we actually are looking to hire a part-time position next year. We've just been like hanging on to those silver linings.
But there's still challenges. The Carbondale Clay Center and other local arts organizations took a huge financial hit from canceled special events this year. Some groups have joined a new Arts Through It All campaign to get them through the interim. Sarah Roy is the executive director of the Red Brick Center for the Arts in Aspen.
Artists adjusted, organizations adjusted this summer, and the warmer weather kind of allowed for that. Now heading into the winter, we all know that we're not out of the woods.
Roy's organization is an Arts Through It All supporting partner. The initiative supports local artists by promoting shopping small and local for the holidays. It's also started a dialogue between art organizations from Aspen to Redstone about how to support each other during this difficult time. Roy says recovery won't happen overnight.
It's going to take years, you know, for the arts and cultural organizations to get back to maybe where we had been pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, arts and cultural events and institutions made up 12% of the Pitkin County economy. That's from a 2019 study recently released by the Aspen Chamber Resort Association. That's nearly $500 million in economic output, and higher than the statewide average. Carbondale Arts Executive Director Amy Kimberly says that monetary value ripples up and down the valley.
This is a real economy in this valley. The creatives, the performing arts, the music, venues, restaurants, art adds millions. You just don't realize the money that does come in.
Carbondale Arts is another supporting partner of the Arts Through It All campaign. Sales at Carbondale Arts' annual Deck the Walls holiday market are better than last year, according to Kimberly, and that puts money directly into artists' hands. It's also given her hope for the recovery ahead.
Before, arts were looked at as something nice, but we can do without. My favorite saying these days are, science may solve this problem, but the arts will get us through it.
Kirsten Dobroth, Adlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.